The icy weather systems that's shut down schools, government, and other facilities from Anchorage to Fairbanks and beyond continues to dump freezing rain on the region. National Weather Service meteorologist Eric Stevens says Fairbanks is enduring an historic winter rain event.
Rainfall on Monday in Fairbanks was around a half an inch, and we're expecting roughly that same amount here again today on Tuesday, bringing our total for the event here for Monday and Tuesday up to around an inch, and that brings us right up to the historic event from January 20th of 1937 that had 99 hundredths of an inch of liquid. So it's truly historic among the weather records that we have.
The rain has water running over ice-slicked streets, and driving continues to be dicey. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins also describes the ice storm as a historic weather event and is encouraging residents to stay home. A weather storm warning remains in effect, and the Weather Service's Stevens says the forecast doesn't call for much improvement.
More of this rain and freezing rain. Temperatures down at the ground here are right around freezing. Some areas are maybe not so bad, but there are still very slick spots, too, with the temperatures right around freezing, a degree below, a degree above. That's continuing today on Tuesday. Tonight, more of the freezing rain. Temperatures down around freezing.
Steven says the rain has not resulted in any serious flooding. He says the snowpack can absorb a lot of water and river levels are low. He says things should begin to dry out later tomorrow, and there's a chance for a little snow on Thanksgiving. Anchorage schools were closed today, and in the Mat-Su Valley, Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the Valley School District is closed also.
So not as many people are out and about. Some people had to stay home and take care of their kids. Roads are a little bit better on the highways today, but the back roads are still pretty slippery and slick.
Peter says the main thoroughfares in Anchorage are less treacherous than yesterday, but the side streets and parking lots are very icy. School officials expressing concern about the side roads and trail conditions for students have decided not to take chances. Icy conditions are a significant safety concern for students who walk to school or to bus stops. The school districts in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and the Mat-Su Valley will all be closed again tomorrow. With the Thanksgiving holiday coming up, that means the kids are free until Monday.